Fourth on the list, we have scientific studies, which sometimes can be complex and ambiguous. And as I'll explain, it's often because they're design bad. Nonetheless, all scientific studies, all serious scientific studies, come to the same conclusion, that meat and dairy and eggs are harmful, and that plant foods and a high fiber diet offer the greatest health benefits. We have 70 years of science, for example, that meat and dairy cause heart disease. Let's take a quick tour through some major studies. Ansel Keys studied businessmen in the Minneapolis area, taking blood samples every 5 years for 15 years, starting in 1947. He found that smoking, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol were common in men suffering heart attacks. He then did, in 1958, the Seven Countries Study, a pioneering study that demonstrated again that high serum cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, and smoking are universal risk factors for coronary heart disease. Cholesterol, of course, is found only in animal products. The Framingham Heart Study, once again, with over 15,000 participants, high blood pressure and high blood cholesterol are determined to be major risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Studies on blood pressure always find the same thing. Blood pressure is lower in vegetarians than meat eaters. In fact, other studies have found that the lowest, healthiest blood pressure is in vegans, second healthiest in vegetarians, highest in meat eaters. Study after study conclude that eating meat raises your blood pressure, and we know why. You're clogging your arteries with saturated fat and cholesterol, narrowing the channel for blood flow. There's no mystery here. Blood pressure is dispositive. It settles the case. If you're trying to decide whether there are any health benefits to animal flesh, all you have to know is that it raises your blood pressure. It's impossible that humans were meant to eat a diet that causes hypertension. There's no case to be made for high blood pressure. Nobody claims that it's desirable. And nobody, to my knowledge, disputes the science that meat eating raises your blood pressure. Nature would not design us to eat foods that give us strokes. Some of the early studies put participants on a suboptimal plant-based diet and still produced dramatic results. Dr. Dean Ornish found that an experimental group participants were able to maintain a vegetarian diet and still had a remarkable 37% reduction in LDL cholesterol and a 91% reduction in episodes of angina. Cardiac events were cut in half. But the most meaningful nutritional studies are the work of Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn, Jr. Dr. Esselstyn's studies weren't about consuming less meat, like Ansel Keys' studies that promoted the Mediterranean diet. They weren't about consuming a vegetarian diet with some low-fat dairy, like Dean Ornish's studies. Dr. Esselstyn's studies stand out because his patients, who had heart disease and were thought to be out of options, were put on an optimal whole foods vegan diet without added oils. These are the only studies in which there is a cohort eating an excellent diet. The first study was a small study with just 24 seriously diseased heart patients placed on a low-fat, oil-free vegan diet. 18 were compliant with the diet. Those 18 had sustained 49 cardiac events in the prior 8 years and had no further cardiac events during the 12 years of the study. The 6 non-compliant patients experienced multiple cardiac events and 1 death. His next study was a much larger study with 198 patients placed on a low-fat vegan diet. In the 3.5-year study, 177 of the 198 were compliant, with only 1 cardiac event. Of the 21 non-compliant patients, 13 experienced cardiac events, including 2 deaths. Now, I'm sure that Dr. Esselstyn would have preferred that all his patients were compliant. But in reality, the non-compliant patients helped prove his case because they did so much worse than the compliant patients. 62% of the non-compliant patients experienced cardiac events over 3.5 years compared to 0.5% of the compliant patients. And so here's the proper way to conduct nutritional research on the optimal human diet going forward. It's very simple. Try to top Dr. Esselstyn. Stop doing self-reporting studies of thousands of people eating whatever they want and then teasing through the data to try to divine whether the meat eaters who ate a lot of vegetables did better than the vegans who ate a lot of donuts. When there are so many variables, biased researchers can filter the data through different lenses and come to different conclusions. Then the media reports that nutritional studies are contradictory. Dr. Esselstyn has achieved far and away the most remarkable results in reversing heart disease. It's illogical to assume that the diet that reverses heart disease has any downside. This is the reigning champion of human diets, a whole foods, vegan, low fat, no oil, no sugar diet. So if you think that eating sausages is in fact healthy, prove it by putting one cohort on the Esselstyn's diet and one cohort on the sausage diet. Good luck to you. We know the optimal human diet to escape heart disease, a low fat, whole foods, vegan diet.